AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama plans to speak to the nation Sunday night at 8 o'clock about terrorism. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama will give Americans an update on the act of terrorism that occurred last Wednesday in San Bernardino, California.
We're being told the speech will include an update on what investigators have been able to learn about the couple behind the shooting, but also a discussion of the broader threat the president sees from Islamic State militants and their allies. A spokesman says Obama will reiterate his firm conviction that the Islamic State group will be destroyed, but that the U.S. must draw upon its core values to do so.
In the meantime, the administrator of an Islamic center in Rancho Cucamonga, California, is condemning the killing of 14 people in San Bernardino.
This is something that none of us stand for, and especially from the Islamic perspective as Muslims, we are always taught, no matter what, that humanity and human life is sacred.
Cecile Richards, the national head of Planned Parenthood, mourned Saturday with supporters in Colorado before meeting quietly with workers credited for saving lives in last week's shooting at a clinic in Colorado Springs.
This is just a moment that has rocked all of our worlds in a way that is where it's important for us to spend time together and to heal and to move forward.
Actor Morgan Freeman escaped injury before dark Saturday when his plane blew a tire on takeoff from Tunica, Mississippi, and made a controlled forced landing. He was headed to Texas to shoot a segment for the series The Story of God. Chuck Williams, who founded the Williams-Sonoma Empire and ushered in an era of high-end home goods, has died in San Francisco. He was 100. This is AP Radio News. With less than 60 days before the leadoff presidential caucuses, Republican presidential candidates traversed Iowa Saturday, trying to convince voters to back them. Donald Trump told supporters in Spencer, the country's at war.
We're in a war. And if we're not smart, and if we're not really cunning, and if we don't beat them to the punch, it's going to be very ugly over here. It's going to be very bad.
Speaking to reporters before a candidates' forum in Cedar Rapids, Ted Cruz said the left can't tell the good guys from the bad guys.
They don't understand the difference between radical Islamic terrorists bent on jihad wanting to murder people and law-abiding citizens exercising a God-given right protected in the Bill of Rights to keep our families and our children safe.
At the same forum, Ben Carson attributed his recent drop in Iowa polls to a feeling that he doesn't know anything about foreign affairs. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.